Well, here Krishna is making that statement, same thing. Lord Nrisimhadev was protecting that a devotee's word is, when a devotee gives his word, then Krishna's bound to protect that word, and he's bound to fulfill it. It brings to mind, for instance, the statements that Srila Prabhupada said, for instance, that if you chant 16 rounds and follow regulative principles, you go back to Godhead. Now sometimes there are other Vaishnavas, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, now I'm talking about those outside of ISKCON, who doubt that. They say going back to Godhead isn't so easy. But Prabhupada said it, he didn't say it once, he said it many times, he said it repeatedly, he said it emphatically. Still, sometimes, then as a consequence of such doubt, devotees doubt that, well, is it really true, or is it just something that Prabhupada said in order to encourage us to practice, and then after Bahanam Janmanamante, after many lifetimes, then it will happen. But no, that's not what Prabhupada said. And on what basis can Prabhupada say that? On what basis can we have that type of faith? Because here Krishna says that Krishna protects the word of his devotee. So if a devotee says something, then Krishna becomes obliged to fulfill it. Now, it may not be that such a minimum criterion is something that Krishna usually accepts as being qualification for going back to Godhead. But since Prabhupada said it, then the understanding is that yes, Krishna then actually does fulfill the word of his devotee. Of course, one has to have faith in that. But that's what this verse is about. That's what this lila is also about. That one has to have faith in the word of the Vaishnava. In the same way that one has faith in the word of the Lord, one has to have actually faith in the word of the Lord's devotee. So the Lord's devotee is making the statement. Therefore, one should place one's faith in that. And then the Lord appeared in this very wonderful form, this Adbhuta Rupa. So very wonderful things. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it says, Katanchana Smriti Yasmin Sukaram Kuram Bhavet. That very wonderful things, inconceivable things can take place to those who have faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who have faith in the words of the Supreme Lord. So the very most difficult things can become very, very easy. Yes, it may be the most difficult thing. There's nothing more difficult than going back to Godhead. You can't embark upon a project more difficult than that. You can't set a goal higher than that. But Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Katanchana smriti yasmin sukaram dukkaram bhavet vismita viparitasya sri chaitanya namamitam. But he says dukkaram. He says the most difficult thing becomes very easy if one remembers Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he says, and the very easy things become impossible if you forget. So, again, same principle that's being stated here, that's being stated in the Gita, that Srila Prabhupada stated by going back to Godhead. So we really bit off a lot by this idea of going back to Godhead in this lifetime. It's a very adbhutam. Adbhutam means very wonderful. It also means it's like a really adbhutam. It means something very great, something very extraordinary. So it's a real challenge to actually do that. And we shouldn't talk of it as something small, insignificant, inconsequential. It is really actually a very extraordinary feat. Perfection in the material realm, relatively easily achieved. Even there, you have to have some qualification. You have to perform austerities, you have to perform penances, you have to stick by your commitment, you have to achieve some level of qualification. But material perfection is relatively easily achieved. Liberation is a much more difficult thing. To achieve something in the world, all you have to do is stay in the world. To be liberated, you have to get out of this world. But liberation by achieving spiritual perfection or love of God, that's an extraordinary thing. And then amongst all of the places that one wants to go to the topmost Vaikuntha planet, Goloka Vrindavan, that's the most difficult thing. So it's very, very rare. It's a very rare thing. It's not something to make light of. But it's possible. It's possible by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace. It's possible by Krishna's grace. It's possible by Srila Prabhupada's grace. And because they said it, Krishna also says, Man manamava mad bhakti madhyajima namaskaru mami vai sarsi satyam te prati jani priyosime. So he says, always think of me, worship me, bow down before me, become my devotees, then you come to me. Of course, Krishna doesn't say how long it will take for you to come to him, so you could say it's sort of an open package. The Prabhupada made it clear that in one lifetime, that can be achieved. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, in one lecture, I think it was a Vyas Puja address, he says, I don't see why all of my disciples cannot go back to Godhead in one lifetime. In other words, there's no reason. It's just a question of whether we commit ourselves to the minimum requirements that Prabhupada laid out and have faith in it. Because everything requires faith. Without faith in something, you don't achieve the result. So very wonderful things can take place simply by the statements of the Lord, by the statements of the Lord's devotee. And here, this appearance, appearing in this way, Lord Nisimhadev's appearance from this pillar is meant to actually prove this, satyam vidhatun, to prove that it's true. Nija vritya Bhashitam. Nija means his own. Britya means his devotee. Tava Britya Sevam. In another verse, Prahlad Maharaj says that. Britya means someone who's a servant. So Nija Britya Bhashita, to prove that the words of his devotee are satyam, are true. Then Lord Nisimhadev appeared like that. So it's something that we need to be convinced of and take to heart. Why are we celebrating this Nisimha Chaturdashi? We certainly we've got better things to do than fast. Eating is always better than fasting, although fasting may be better for the health than eating. Still, why are we fasting? Why are we sitting and having a lengthy program, hearing about Nisimhadev, watching Abhishek, singing his names, reading? Why do these things? We're doing it in order to actually remember this pastime and to remind ourselves. Why do we remind ourselves of something? To strengthen our conviction, to strengthen our faith, so that we remember that these are the challenges of life. You cannot avoid these challenges in material existence. These are the challenges that we face in material existence. There are Hiranyakashipus, there are demons, there is a ongoing conflict between the divine and the demoniac. Krishna does appear in order to protect his devotees, and at the same time devotees sometimes suffer at the hands of the non-devotees. But whatever goes on, those who are Britya, those who are real servants of the Lord, whatever they speak is always the truth. And that truth has wonderful potency. What is it able to do? It's able to actually bring the Lord out of a pillar. If it can bring the Lord out of a pillar, it can also bring the Lord out of your heart. And that's what preaching is all about. So Prahlad Maharaj showed that not only can a devotee manifest the Lord, because everyone accepts, in all religions, they accept that God is in everyone's heart. All right. Not only is he in everyone's, not only can you bring the Lord out of someone's heart, you can also bring him out of a pillar. And if a devotee can manifest Krishna from the pillar, he can also make Krishna appear within the heart of even an atheistic person and transform that person also into a Vaishnava. And that's the greatest achievement. Of course, Hiranyakashipu wasn't transformed into a Vaishnava. He wasn't transformed into Vaishnava because that wasn't... he's already a Vaishnava. He's already Jai. He's already coming down from the spiritual world. So you don't have to make him into a Vaishnava. And he's going to, again, continue to take birth in his next life as Ravana, because that's his lila, that's his pastime. But this becomes the real challenge of devotees, is to somehow or another, within the heart of the non-devotees, to manifest Krishna, to manifest the desire to become a devotee of the Lord. And he can do that. We're the living example of that. So when Srila Prabhupada pointed out, yes, my miracle is that I've made these materialistic boys and girls, I've made them into devotees. Devotee means is that you bring Krishna, you manifest Krishna within the heart of that person, and you turn the Hiranyakashipus into pure Vaishnavas. That's a real miracle. It's no less of a miracle than this. And here, this is done once, whereas Srila Prabhupada has done many times. And we see that devotees who have faith in the ability to do that, then they can also do it, although they are not of the same stature as Prabhupada, but rather simply by meeting people, by talking to people, we can induce them to engage in some level of devotional service, and ultimately can even convince them to give up Hiranyakashipu lifestyle and to become a devotee, to take to the path of devotional service. Why is it possible? It's possible because, again, Prabhupada gave that empowerment. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave that empowerment. You just go and you preach, and people will become devotees. Prabhupada told us the same thing. You just repeat Krishna's words, and it will have an effect on people's hearts. People's lives will be changed. They will change. So this is the potency of the words of the Vaishnavas. And how does that potency manifest? It manifests when you have faith. It wasn't Hiranyakashipu's faithlessness and challenging that manifest the Shringadeva out of the pillar, but it was the faith of Prahlad Maharaj that he was there that brought it out. So wherever that faith is, the Shraddha, it becomes the basis for making wonderful things happen. And the observance of Nisinga Chaturdasi, or regular remembrance, because devotees really remember this pastime regularly. We say it every day, tavaka, tavaka. We sing this mantra, prayers to Lord Nisingadev. We're remembering that pastime. It's meant to increase our faith, until our faith becomes like that of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj doesn't have the faith of a beginner. He didn't even have the faith of a intermediate devotee. He had the faith of a advanced Vaishnava. very, very deep, unflinching faith. Srila Prabhupada uses this word, unflinching. Yasya devi prabhakti tata devi tata guru. Same thing in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, mam chayo avya vicharena bhakti yogina sevate. The unflinching devotional service. For unflinching devotion, you have to have unflinching faith. So you know what it means when you don't flinch. So don't flinch is when you sit in one place and you don't move. You don't squiggle with your hands to sit here and there, just like sit the yogi. A yogi is unflinching. He just sits. So cho deshe patishtapya stira atmana matmana. He doesn't move. He just stays there. You don't even know whether he's alive. So when that Prakshit Maharaj came to that Shamika Rishi, he didn't flinch. He just didn't move. Even when he was talking to him, he didn't hear him. Because that's what it means, unflinching. So when faith is like that, when it doesn't flinch, there's no doubt, there's no second thought, there's no shaking or moving off the path. It's just firmly fixed, and it doesn't matter what you do. And Chaitanya Charitamrita Raghunatha Das Goswami's devotional practices are said to be like lines in a stone. So lines in stone aren't something that you change. It isn't, you know, you take an eraser and you just erase it. Lines in a stone are as fixed as what is the stone itself. So that's the type of faith that we need to cultivate. And you cultivate that type of faith by hearing, by associating with the faithful, and making it into a reality which then qualifies one. What is it? Krishna says, mam chayo vyabhicharina bhakti yogina sevati sagunan samatitaitan brahma bhuyana bhakti. Then one can come to the spiritual platform. Until one has that quality of faith, you can either become liberated, what to speak of then, actually achieve this type of perfection that we're aspiring after. So, getting back to chanting 16 rounds and following regulative principles, we know that all of these activities have a qualitative aspect to them as well. They're not just like 4 and 16, but there's a way of following the four regulative principles. You can follow them physically, but not necessarily follow mentally. When you follow them mentally, it's a different quality than following them physically. Chanting 16 rounds, you can chant offensively, you can chant without offense, you can chant purely. So again, it's a matter of development or cultivation. So cultivating our faith and having the type of faith that Prahlad Maharaj had. First he had faith that whether Krishna wants to protect me or he wants to have me killed, it's fine. That's strong faith. That's not ordinary faith. He didn't protest. All right, you throw me in a pot of boiling oil. All right. And then once he was thrown in a pot of boiling oil and saved, he wasn't complaining that what kind of outrageous thing is this. And then it's not just once, but many times over and over again. So, having that faith that, well, am I just a guinea pig? I mean, don't have any rights. I'm not like a human being. I'm a devotee. What do you think I am? I'm just like, yeah. So, in the same way that Srila Prabhupada was praying, he says, I'm just a puppet in your hands. So, you make me dance as you like. So, if you want to use me as a guinea pig, that's fine. And he had that faith. He didn't waver. He wasn't objecting. It was fine. He accepted that. A very strong faith. Ordinary thing. So where is our faith? How strong is our faith? Obviously, we hopefully are not going to be put to the type of tests that Prahlad Maharaj was put to. But still, the quality of that faith has to be very deep. It has to come to the stage of actually being, it's called first-class faith. If you don't have that kind of first-class faith, then you may not be able to chant 16 rounds and follow regulated principles under all circumstances, which is what we're meant to do if we're supposed to be achieving that goal that we set up for ourselves. So we should take this seriously, really apply ourselves to trying to understand this pastime. We pray to Lord Nrisimhadev to remove all these internal impurities that actually put us into constant conflict with ourselves. We pray to Murad Prahlad Maharaj, because the blessings of a Vaishnava can achieve such wonderful things. When we talk about his Nijapityabhashita, there's in Nectar of Devotion, we read about two types of perfection. One is to become perfect through sadhana, and the other is to become perfect simply by the well wishes of Vaishnava. So that's this. Vaishnava says, I bless you to become a pure devotee. That can be enough. We see that it's not necessarily the process that Srila Prabhupada recommended for us to practice. It's just become perfect by blessing. But we can also see that our devotional life is more a combination of the two. If we're simply left to be coming sadhana siddhas, then it may take a long time. It may be vahanam janmanavati, if we're meant to perfect our sadhana. So certainly we're very much dependent on a certain aspect of mercy, because sometimes it's really sort of inexplicable how we got here. It's even more inexplicable how it is that we're staying here in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, it can be as equally adbhutam, as inexplicable as how it is that we're going to go back to Godhead. And that inexplicable aspect is just this. It's the well wishes of great Vaishnavas, the well wishes of the Prahlad Maharajas, the well wishes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the well wishes of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, of Srila Prabhupada. So we pray for that. We're very much dependent on that. We want the well wishes of our acharyas, our goswamis, and Vaishnavas are always seeking after that. They're always hankering to get the blessings of superiors. Because if someone says that, then Krishna is bound to that word. Krishna will follow. This is also described in earlier on in the sixth canto, in the story of Durvasa Muni and Ambarish Maharaj, another source of conflict, another pastime of conflict. How the Lord says that I follow in the footsteps of my devotees, which literally means that whatever his devotees say, the Lord then does. There are different instances in Chaitanya Charitamrita in relationship to Vasudeva Datta. Is one person who comes in mind where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that I'm Vasudeva Datta's man and he can sell me in the marketplace. So when you're someone's property, then that person can do anything with you that you want. So Krishna considers himself to be the property of his devotee, Krishna Saitamad, Krishna Vitipad, Tumana Shakamiraja. He says, Krishna is yours, you have the power to give him. So, such great Vaishnavas, like Prahlad Maharaj, they have the power to actually give Krishna. He's bringing him out of a pillar. So he can bring him out of a pillar, he can give him. He's just manifesting. So they have the power to give Krishna. But we want the shelter of such Vaishnavas, because even though we may not be qualified to receive him, if they want to give him anyway, Krishna Prema Pradayate, then it can happen. And in Kali Yuga, it's very much the need of the day for wonderful things to happen. Unless something wonderful happens, Kali means it's always bad things are happening. Wonderful things don't happen in Kali Yuga. Only bad things happen. So wonderful things can happen, Katanchana Smite, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees. Wonderful things can happen in our lives, and coming to Krishna consciousness is really the most wonderful thing that's happened. And it's the beginning of a wonderful process that we should take to fruition, take to its conclusion, and that can wonderfully take place if we really take shelter of the devotees of the Lord, like Prahlad Maharaj. Because Krishna's there to bring, to manifest the reality of their words. Whatever they say, Krishna makes it to reality. Satyam viratam nijabritya vashitam. Comments or questions? I'm curious to watch this video of
go ahead.
Talking about kama, isha, buddha, isha, and how, why is it that the person, although he knows he shouldn't, does the wrong thing, submits to his lower nature. Thus knowing oneself to be transcendental to the material senses, mind, and intelligence, so Mariam Darjun, one should steady the mind by deliberate spiritual intelligence, and thus by spiritual strength conquer this insatiable enemy known as lust. So the insatiable enemy known as lust is the lower self, and steady the mind by deliberate spiritual intelligence is the higher self.
Krishna protects, and then once again Krishna will protect in proportion to a devotee's faith, and also in relationship to, in proportion to the devotee's service. When a devotee doesn't take Krishna's protection, Krishna doesn't necessarily interfere with his free will, and he lets him fall into Maya. Still, that doesn't mean that there's no protection there, but rather Krishna continues, Satyam Krishnam Afitam Atitondinam. Or earlier on, Narada Muni was actually explaining that even if a devotee falls down, still Krishna protects him. He is no longer living just like an ordinary person, because he always remembers devotional service. And Krishna is always acting, even though this person wants sense gratification. Krishna, in return for his previous devotional service, will then actually frustrate that devotee's hopes for sense gratification and bring him quickly back onto the path. He won't let him get lost forever into material life. So the example there, for instance, is Ajamir. Krishna didn't stop him from falling down. He didn't want to accept Krishna's protection, so Krishna wasn't going to shove it down his throat. But he did make the arrangement, as a consequence of his past devotional activity, that he did indirectly take shelter of Krishna. He said the Lord's name. He was put into a fearful situation where he saw the Yamadutas, where he did then take shelter. And then in that way, he was able to come back again to the path of devotional service. So, Krishna will protect you from Maya if you want to be protected from Maya. If you don't, then he won't. But he won't let you fall into Maya in a way that a non-devotees live in material energy. He'll let you get a taste, but in such a way that ultimately you give it up. So therefore Krishna is still giving protection. But it's different. Protection is different. Someone else? Well, because Prabhupada made the promise, but he spoke as much or much more about how you're supposed to chant Hare Krishna also. So he made it very clear that one has to chant defenselessly. At least defenselessly one should chant. Because that offenseless chanting that then qualifies us for perfection or for pure chanting. It comes. So yes, Prabhupada's, when Prabhupada's saying follow regulated principles and chant 16 rounds, he's expecting that you're giving up offenses and chanting, not chanting offensively. That would expect it to be sort of minimal. If you remember that faith is not a limited commodity, it's something that is measurable and increases, it's qualitative. So someone may have faith that you're in what you're saying, that you're repeating Krishna's words, but they'll have a lot more faith if they see that you're manifesting what Krishna's saying also. So our idea is not just to give people a minimum amount or a fixed amount of faith. Our idea is to give them as much as possible. And that's why the business is not just prachar, but achar. So your business is not just to just talk what Krishna says, because that's not going to have the same effect as if you're actually living what Krishna says. Because people are going to say, well, that's nice, I have faith in what Krishna's saying, but, you know, what about you? Why aren't you doing what he's saying? So, but if you're manifesting the result of following Krishna's instruction, which is being Krishna conscious, that will certainly give people much more substantial faith that they can also do it. Otherwise, they may have faith in something as a theory, but they don't have enough faith for something to be fact. So you got that phrase, armchair philosophers. People just sort of talk philosophy, and they may have some faith in it, but no one practices it because they don't have enough faith. So, apani achari kori aprachara. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did both. He not only preached, but he taught by example. And that's what a Vaishnava is meant to be. Someone who speaks it and lives it. Because that will give in person enough faith so that he can also live it. You're asking a lot from someone. If you're not living Krishna's instruction, but you're expecting him to. Yeah, that's what bona fide means. Like this one understanding of bona fide is that he's actually practicing what he preaches. He doesn't have to be some kind of super exalted transcendentalist, but he has to be someone who's trying to know what's the practice. He's following four regulated principles, he's chanting 16 rounds. So that, and he's showing how in his life you can live Krishna consciousness and do whatever you're doing, whether you're a businessman or you're out there and you're going to college or you're a full-time devotee, whatever. Krishna consciousness is practicable for everyone. And if you show that, then that's because that showing is even more important than the hearing. Children, you know, they begin to talk. They'll repeat what you say without knowing what it is that it means, because they're just imitating. So example is more important. So we should have faith both in what's being said and in who's speaking. And therefore the person who's speaking, they should engender that faith. They should see that as a responsibility. It will still work. It can still have effect. But it won't. It will require someone else to show that example, that it's doable. Someone has had already from previous lifetime that type of devotional activity, then it may just require a few words and it immediately sets off the example in their lives. Or may set them off. They may immediately do it, even though the person whom they heard from doesn't. That's also possible.
भगवान की जय श्री प्रहलाद महाराज की जय जय निताय गोपी नंदी